Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I'm alone in the dark, even though
time. Chicago bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks very much. Hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And we're having a great visit with our good friend John Swanzinger. He's CEO with Manta, manta.com. John, talk to us about what you guys do helping small businesses.
So Manta is one of the largest small business communities. We have about 2.5 million small business members. And what we do is, first of all, we have lots of content, educational material on the Manta site. So whether you're trying to learn about digital marketing or you want to know about loans or really anything related to a small business, we have that. And then we have some products too, which can help the small business owner, whether they're do-it-yourself or do-it-for-me, make sure their information is correct online and learn about how they can market better.
All right, so check all that out, folks, and they do a great job over there at Manta. I've been telling you about Manta for a long time. Hey, John, we're talking about how Hillary and Donald are going to play out here on Main Street. I wonder. I think Donald has a challenge. Trump has a challenge with his protectionist attitude, because all small business owners are not, you know, we're more likely to be traitors than protectionists.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of that is very populist to talk about, but it's not so much as interesting to small business owners, because many of our business customers are exporters. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I think you know, the focus that Trump has certainly put on trade, I don't know how much of that applies directly to small businesses. I mean, it will indirectly when it comes to if you're stocking your shelves or you have to get parts or things like that. But it has been interesting on the Republican Party platform Trump's used is his idea to negotiate kind of one-on-one and break treaties.
I do agree with one thing he says. America's negotiators of all of our trade deals are complete losers. They are losers. I've been around some of these guys. I got really involved in the NAFTA thing back in the 90s. The people I saw who were negotiating this, it was like, what can we give away? What can we give away? I agree. I like the idea of having real negotiators working for us. What do you think?
No, I agree too, and I think it will make a difference for the small business community. I think that the big question that we're all waiting to see is how. You know, how is this going to happen? Mm-hmm. And I think you can see that in the small business community. I'd like to know I don't need to go all the way in the weeds, but I want to make sure and feel comfortable that it's not going to significantly affect my own small business. And I don't think they know the answer to that one yet.
Did you guys do any research on the baggage issue of Hillary, her challenges with honesty and people perceive about her? Have you got anything on that?
We haven't done a specific. I'm sure we will for both Hillary and Trump as time goes on here, but we haven't specifically. It's been more the support of the community around the candidates in the party,
right?
You know, and it hasn't been along party lines as we talked about earlier in the segment here. It's really been a lot of wait and see. You know, over a third of the community, small business community, is still waiting for that one thing that's going to push them one way or the other. And maybe it will be, you know, around things like that.
One of the things that I've found, John, and that I've been trying to work on myself, is a lot of small business owners have other things that make them single issue voters. They either it's the abortion, they're on one side or the other of abortion. They're on one side or the other of the environment or things like that. And I'm trying to get small business owners to be single-issue voters for their business. Because I don't care who they vote for, but be a single-issue voter for your business, because your ability to contribute to and affect all those other things you care about is dependent upon you having a successful business. What do you think?
Yeah. No, I agree. And it affects more than your own small business. You know, if you vote your business, it not only supports, you know, you as a small business owner, but the community. I mean, that's what you're seeing even in the flow through on things like minimum wage changes, where the small business community is, you know, it's more than half of our economy.
Right.
So I agree. And I think in some communities are mobilizing, but I think you're right, Jim, that it's as much of a, you know, kind of their personal thoughts as it is business.
Right. And this has been a tough 8 years for small business, as you know. It's been.
It has.
I'm still having 25% of the people I poll say they feel like they're still in a recession.
Exactly. It's still that uncertainty, right? Mm-hmm. It's still that uncertainty that I don't know what's going to happen this year or even next year.
Yep. That's right. Hey, John, good job today. Keep working on these, on the surveys and the good research, and continue to bring us the good stuff.
Thanks for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
And keep up the good work out there helping small business owners. Manta.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where John Swanzinger hangs out. And check it out, and I think they can help you too. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.